Oh, exciting liners to read today. Join 560 QAM's Hollywood, our own Hollywood, and Rashad Butler this Saturday night, 7:15 p.m. for the Canes postgame show, live on the road from Shuckers Waterfront Bar and Grill in North Bay Village, where they have all the big games on Saturdays and Sundays. Shuckers with the best waterfront views in Miami, our own Hollywood, and Rashad Butler, Canes postgame show, 7:15 p.m., Shuckers Waterfront Bar and Grill in North Bay Village on Saturday.
What's the spread on the Canes game?
It's a great question.
You don't know.
That's something I haven't looked up.
Oh.
29.5.
Wow.
Thank you, Wood. Wood, you knew Wood. He's working the game. He's going to have 29. Wow.
Ooh.
All right. Hey, listen, real quickly, too. We've been talking about all the news. Josh Rosen, as you just heard in the update from Hollywood, will get his first start in game 3. Hope that works for everybody that's wanted him. Congratulations. You get to go to Dallas where they're undefeated and at home. great place to start with that offensive line. That's great. And as you also heard, Taco Charlton, Cowboys, speaking ironically of getting ready to play the Cowboys, 2017 first-round pick and the 28th overall pick, which, by the way, same year as Charles Harris, who was the 22nd pick.
Yep.
Actually, it wasn't a great year for defensive ends. There were a bunch of them taken.
Yeah.
And the only guy that's really worked out in a big way is T.J. Watt.
Yeah, I'll take that.
With Pittsburgh, 20 sacks.
Right.
Who'd ever thought, right? Barely goes in the first round, 30th overall. He's got 30 sacks in 2 years. 20 sacks in 2 years. Crazy. Crazy numbers. All right, so the other thing I wanted to get to here this morning, and we talked about Jalen Ramsey, and he played last night and wants out, but he's playing hard, and you saw it last night, the Jags take care of, by the way, are the Titans a fraud after beating Cleveland? They're now 1-2. The Jags
take
care of them. I thought
they were a good team. What happened?
20-7. I'll tell you one problem is.
Their quarterback.
You can have Mariota. I'm at a point I never thought I was going to say that Tannehill's a better quarterback than Mariota.
Yeah, I think so too.
I really do. Now, I know the offensive line's going to get better when they get their left tackle, Lawan, back. But, man, Mariota does nothing. He just stayed in there. Like we get on Tannehill for stuff that Mariota was doing last night. Like, just standing back there and falling down over guys. And so anyway.
You bring up all the time about in the last 5 or 6 drafts, the quarterbacks taken pretty high up have actually done pretty well and have been starters and decent players in the NFL. How about that 1 year, 1-2, Jameis and Marcus Mariota? First and second overall picks. And neither one is guaranteed to be with their team next year.
I agree. I agree 100%.
I think Tampa Bay is going to be in this mix by the end of the year, the one that we're talking about, the mix for those top quarterbacks.
Hey,
I think they're going to be right in it.
The other team might be right in it, too.
Tennessee, you're right.
So for everybody wondering who's going to be, you know, throwing competition at you.
Well, would you give a $100 million contract right now to Jameis or Marcus Mariota?
No way.
No chance. No chance.
Wouldn't sniff it.
Nope.
So this Jalen Ramsey thing's pretty interesting. Jacksonville has reached out to the Miami Dolphins, which only makes sense because they want high draft picks back, and they're going, well, who's got the most first and second round picks? Oh, the Miami Dolphins. So we got a 24-year-old superstar defensive back, one of the best cover corners, if not the best, one of the top 20, 25 players in the game, Jalen Ramsey, who wants out, says has nothing to do with his teammates, hate the front office and the way they've treated me and what they've said. So the Jags have called the Dolphins about a potential trade. I'm sure the Dolphins listen to find out what it exactly, and but there's so many different parts to it. They've already, of all the guys that they have on their contract, they're safe right now, under contract for a long time. Xavien Howard, who's a cover corner. Jalen Ramsey on the other side, it would be,
wow,
it would be unbelievable to have them both. But, and I do a big but, the size of our butts.
That's huge.
That's huge. That you only got a certain budget for every position. You just can't get stupid and then like try to patch in other position. We've done that and that. So I don't know. I don't think they want just one first round pick to start with. And second of all, man, you just got so many needs. You work your ass off. You do make all these moves to get all these first round picks. And he's really good. I don't care about his talking and trash talk. I don't care about that. I think a lot of people in Jacksonville probably like it. But I just I'm probably going to pass on him. I'm probably going to pass just because I can't see any team making the two highest paid corners, because he's going to make more than Xavier.
Yeah, he's got to, of course.
So now you spent all that money. I mean, you got a ton of money under the cap. So that's not a problem. But the problem is you got all this money for free agents on top of the draft picks.
It's a lot to give to one position.
You got so many holes on this football team. And we've added some holes recently by getting rid of players. So now we got more holes. So when you walk down the street, you don't just fall in one hole and sprain your ankle. You could sprain your ankle in like 10 different places now.
It's more like landmines at this point for this Dolphins team. But somebody texts in something funny. If next year's first round ends up with Tua, Judy, and Ramsey for that Houston pick, that's one hell of a first round.
And you told me that. And I said, they're right. That would be, you get a first-class wide receiver coming back home.
Yep.
You get your quarterback.
And you get a cover.
But what do you do about my offensive and defensive line? Did you get me a pass rusher? No.
How many
twos
do you have?
Did you get me a couple offensive linemen? You know, this draft's got to have at least two offensive linemen.
Oh, yeah, of
course. And I'm not talking a sixth and a seventh round like we've done in the past.
No. You got to get guys that can play right away day one.
That's got to be one where you line up day one and they go, hey, kid, welcome. Your lineup one's right here. It's open competition, but you line up first.
At least one more Dieter-like offensive lineman next year, if not two guys that can come into play. Right. And then you need edge rushers. I don't know if Taco is going to work out. I don't know if the kid from Arizona is going to work out.
On Taco.
You can't. But what I'm saying is you can't go into next year with four defensive tackles spread out on the defensive line. And you just can't. You can't do. I don't care what Flores' system is like. I don't care. Do you see, by the way, did you see any of that game last night and that kid Allen rushing the quarterback on the other side of Calais Campbell? We've now talked about him twice. That kid's legit. Calais on one side and Allen on the other. Jacksonville's front is loaded.
Well, but see, that's the other thing with Jacksonville. Now, unless he's just said, it sounds like Jalen just told him, I don't care what you offer now. Now you piss me off. I don't want to be here. But Jalen, man, you ought to look at that. Like that pass rush that you get every game.
Sick.
You don't have to cover a long time with that group of guys. And they just keep adding pass rushers, as you just said. So, and by the way, it makes sense. So I don't want anybody freaking out that the first team the Jags would call would be the Miami Dolphins,
because
they got a lot of picks, and they're going, hey, maybe we can get, I'm sure, a one and a two. We'll take that high two pick and a one pick, and you can't give those up. You can't give two of those guys up for Jalen Ramsey. So anyway, that was one of the things. The other thing, too, by the way, here this morning. Did anybody catch Brady last night during the game? Said, I'm turning this friggin' game off. The officiating is just putting me, I'm getting out. I've had it. Like, let him friggin' play. Holding penalties. I got a number for you that is unbelievable. I knew the pass interference thing. I still think, and we're a couple of games into it, I think it's the worst thing they ever came up with was the challenge of pass interference on a call or no call. I think it sucks. It's terrible. Roughing the passer, anything close they're going to call.
They're going to throw a flag.
And it's ridiculous, and I'm saying that knowing that we've already lost like five or six quarterbacks this year. But let me give you the biggest one that's been a problem. Last year, after two games, there were 109 holding calls. 109 after two games last year.
That's
after two games this year, 179.
Wow. That's a lot more.
Almost doubled.
What? Like, I don't understand that.
So, you know. And
are they going with the whole, there's a holding on every play, we got to call it? Like, that's what it sounds like.
So the players are saying, they're calling stuff that, I mean, you can call, because I always say this, I've said this forever, you can always call holding if you want, at any level. High school, college, and pro. You can call it every down if you want. If you want to screw the game up, Stripehead, you can do it. We got to, like, if it doesn't affect plays, they got to let up. I'm not saying these guys got to get better in their technique. Yeah, you got to keep coaching them. But we got to just stop calling so much stuff. You want to F our game up. These officials, who, by the way, these guys go to these league meetings and they sit around there, the rules committee, and they get stuff, and somebody gets on their high horse and screams and yells, and the owner backs them up, and then we throw it on these poor officials and go, hey, and add that onto the list. And so I agree. I don't think officiating is very good.
No, it's been bad. It's been real bad.
I don't know if anybody else feels that way, but and there's nothing worse, whether you're watching on TV or in person, to see something and then go, wait a minute, we got a flag on the call. We got a penalty. Oh, God, what could this one be?
Big run, pass downfield, after a sack.
Get a stop on third down.
Stop on third
down.
Get
fresh downs.
Defensive holding, whatever it is. Yeah, it's a lot. It's affecting the game and the way it's played and the way we watch it. That there's no doubt about that.
And, of course, technology. Oh, we need to get every call right with this technology. That's what some of those dumbass coaches. Ah, technology, man.
They're infatuated by it.
I hate it. I'm with Brady. I'm so glad the GOAT came out last night.
He did. I was surprised. I was surprised.
So glad. So glad.
Is that your
man.
GOAT just, noise? That was good.
I just get so – I mean, why is there – I know there's new things out and stuff, but can we ever just go to meetings and go, you know what, we don't have to keep improving the game. The game's pretty good.
Well, I mean, you
Or do
think.
We have to – well, Joe, you know, you're being – because one or two we had the overreaction to what happened – in New Orleans, and they're bitching now. They bitch all the time.
Well, New Orleans is a city of people that like to bitch about that.
And at first, I felt badly for them. I think New Orleans is one of the cities everybody likes. Right?
Yeah.
They're like,
fun.
Yeah, it's a likable city.
Right.
Likable. We wish they had the terrible flooded their whole city. I mean, they did. They kind of, oh, man, and Drew Brees a good guy, and you kind of like him. But they're going to be a pain in the ass now, the amount of complaining they do.
Well, they whine about it.
Oh, we got screwed again. Oh, yeah, the league's out to get you now, jackass. Okay. That's how you feel.
Just wait till Gloria Benson gets to those owners' meetings.
I don't know. Is officiating bothering anybody else?
Yeah, well, to me, definitely. But we'll open up the text line,
just 56022. Is officiating, you know, these guys.
Someone just texted, there's an average of 6 holding penalties per game or 1 to 2 per quarter. Is that bad?
So now I'm not blaming these officials completely because they get graded. But it's just, what'd you think of the hit, by the way? I'm not a, for the safety for the Jets. I saw the hit on Mayfield.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
No, there's no penalty there.
I can tell you, years ago, they would have been great hit, way right. to go. If he didn't get his ass out of bounds, smack him.
I think it was a good hit, but in today's NFL, they're always going to call a penalty on that. You come close to that quarterback. I mean, we heard what possibly was said to a Dolphins player about Brady.
You off, know, get off Tom.
Like stay away from Tom. We're going to throw a flag.
Stay away from Tom.
Like, you know, that's just the way the NFL is these days because of the fact that the one guy they show every week about what team is playing what team is a quarterback.
Now, I will tell you, you have a borderline call against a superstar quarterback. They're calling it.
Of course they are.
They're calling it a lot more than they would on those two quarterbacks playing last night.
Right. Josh Rosen's not going to get the same call Brady gets.
No.
Come on. It's not, Gardner Minshew is not going to get the same flag.
But can I give you the other side of this? Of all the people bitching on social media,
yeah,
should Tom Brady be bitching?
No.
They put in the rules. We have all these new rules because of Tom Brady.
Right.
Tom Brady got hit low 1 year, and they put that low rule in because he got knocked out for the year.
All right, let me tell you about the injury report real quick. It's brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Full participant in practice yesterday, Josh Rosen, thank goodness, and Charles Harris, limited yesterday. Trent Harris and Bobby McCain did not practice yesterday. Albert Wilson and Rashad Jones. That is your injury report brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute.
All right, we got a lot more stuff to jump onto here this morning as we continue on here. We have Don Bailey Jr. join us in this 8 o'clock hour. Mike Florio will join us, and we'll check in on a little CBS going around the NFL later on as well. We got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. And 56022 if you like to join.
They're coming in.
I'm just wondering about officiating, if you think it's bad. And by the way, do you blame the officials? I blame these guys that sit around in these friggin' meetings called the competition committee and the rules committee, and then, you know,
we don't need to change everything every year. Like, it's doing okay. I understand the safety thing and the helmet and the head CTE. Yes, that needs to be looked at and dissected every year. But really, everything else?
Well, the problem is you can call pass interference on every call, and you can call holding on every call. And by the way, it looks like they are right now.
560 Mama, the You threw me for a loop there. 560th and Joe wants to help save dogs as we're sponsoring the second annual Raising for the Rescues benefit concert. The big show is happening at Revolution Live on Saturday night from 6 to 11 p.m. There's an epidemic of homeless dogs throughout South Florida, and we're raising much-needed funding for 100-plus abandoned dogs of the Everglades to continue their mission. So come out to the concert Saturday night. Great music, food trucks, a silent auction, and more, and help save the dogs. That's the second annual Raising for the Rescues benefit concert happening at Revolution Live Saturday night starting at 6 p.m.
All right. Now, listen, it's Friday, and nothing can mess up a Friday. Can I bring up a little inside the building business?
Yeah, I love
for
that
you
stuff.
And Holly, yeah. Would you with me?
Yeah, go ahead.
He's going to ghost on the segment if it's anything that can get him in trouble.
So, Lynn sends one kind, our boss, sends one email, and it's always about, and I'm having trouble with this, you have to help me out. Hey, if you guys are having trouble with security in the morning, or you don't. So he sends this thing again. Do you get it?
I get the emails.
So what, like, with everything going on and not working or whatever, he's worried about security for me.
Well, you're here like 2:45.
4:30 in the morning, yeah. 4:20, whenever I get here. Yeah. The same guys, there's always somebody here. There's never not been somebody here.
Right.
Why does he send these security emails? And that's what he's worried about with the new building is security? He's worried about security guys standing out in front. That's what he's worried about.
I say hi to the guy every morning. I see him every morning.
I do, too.
How you doing,
buddy? I got the guy coffee.
Right. That's very nice of you. I didn't know that.
So I don't know who keeps. Is that a beast thing, too?
Somebody's saying something. Somebody's nervous out there.
I went on with the girl. Like, is there something going on? Like, we keep sending email. Like, do you not like the way the guy looks in the morning or something? Like, he's standing there looking at us when we park our car.
He's always out there. I've never not seen.
If you have a problem and you don't have security, please let us know. That's what you're worried about right now. We got all these teams and all these things, and you're worried about that. Why we're in this makeshift place with no TV?
I like our room.
Of course you do. Of course you're
growing
like
on me. The room of boxes. I mean, we are in a room of boxes.
Can you just tell Lynn to come up, Lenny, to come up with something new besides worried about security? Security's fine.
Yeah, I have no problem. Security.
Have you had a problem? Hollywood, no. You had a problem in not seeing the security guy in the morning?
Well, I just think you're very important. He wants to make sure that you feel protected.
What do you mean it's not me sending it to – how many people are getting that same one? I don't know how many.
I'm guessing all the program directors have sent it out to all their people. There's seven stations here early in the morning. Power and Beach and Shark and 790 and – who am I missing? Kiss.
The guy's looking right at us, man.
Right, he stares right
away.
At me. Yeah.
10 feet away.
All right, good morning.
If you want him to walk you up here because you – like
– I don't want him to walk me up here. I give him a high five and I say happy Friday.
Anyway, thank you. Thank you for – let me get
I walked
that.
In with Zach this morning. I felt pretty safe.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't walk in with Hollywood, but yeah.
No, because I would
well,
leave.
Well, Lynn comes in at like 10 or 10:30. Does he feel safe when he comes in?
I don't believe we have security at 10 or 10:30.
The guy's here.
He's still? Oh, that's yeah, right.
That's
he is still here. You're right.
When we leave. Talk to the guy leaving. Same
right.
guy.
That's right. I didn't even think about that. We do have security
oh,
a lot.
Man.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys.
I feel safe. I feel safer in the morning. I don't feel unsafe ever. Walking in the building. So as early as we do.
Oh, Lynn sent an email out. All right, you know, not to talk about something. Okay, what else? Okay, this, all right. It's always security. Like, Lynn, that's what you're worried about, security?
I just want to know who doesn't feel secure in the morning.
That works with him. That's got to be one of the two stations, which is all guys.
Maybe you should wait down
there. It's all guys. Which guy's worried about security in the morning? I think I know. Beast. His assistant.
Maybe.
Jeez.
Could be him.
You know, one day people are going to listen to me around here, and they're going to take you off of the text chains. They're going to take you off of the emails.
Don't worry.
Wait a minute.
Don't worry. You two aren't getting in trouble. I told. I always tell you.
Can I rewind that last statement? One day someone's going to listen to you? I don't believe that.
Man.
I'll go that far back on that one. You shouldn't be on those emails anyway, to be honest.
I've begged them to take him off of the emails and stuff because the problem is, like, I know this is like, it sounds like on-air shtick, but it's not.
I know.
So, like, I mean, it isn't really funny for me personally because I have to deal with it.
So what happens?
I got a call from Joe. What the hell is this email? Except he doesn't use the word hell.
Right.
So just to take it a step further, it bugs me when I see a guy could potentially get fired. It's a security guy like we had downstairs, almost got fired or did because I haven't seen him. That's his job. Right. That's what he has for a job.
Yeah, it's true.
And somebody's complaining, and he says, somebody in the morning was complaining. I've been here every day. You've seen me, right?
I've never not seen a security guard.
Because he works at stadium, too. So I know the guy. And I go, yeah, man, the guy's working. You know, that's his job. That's
every
what he has, man. He needs that job.
Building, there's been a security guard outside. Every morning.
One of the idiots in the morning said, not happy with security.
Someone asked if we can get that security guy to play O-line for the Finns. Rosen needs some reliable protection.
Well, listen, he's not big enough to play that, but you're right, as Josh Rosen.
Oh, someone
did.
Said you need to hide and scare Len like you do everyone else.
I waste my time. It would be a waste of my time.
You got me in the bathroom, coming out of the bathroom the other day. It's not really nice. Now there's a lot more stations here. It's embarrassing when you scare me and I scream. And you're laughing. You smirk at it.
56022, while you guys trying to get me to change my topic.
What trying else to get you to change the topic. I just think that the bottom line is, and I beg them to take you off all of these things because it's terrible. It comes back to me. You have to be off
these email things.
How about
telling a group of guys in the morning, are you safe in the morning? Do you feel safe? Like, what?
Oh, someone texted in that's a legally covered email. So he's covered now if something does happen.
I wasn't going to, like, I'm okay.
I feel safe. Today I walked in the Alec with Hollywood.
They got security around this building. I'm safe.
Always. They really do. You're right. I didn't even
realize.
I forgot all about it.
That's what I think about when I get out of my car. I want to make sure I got my coffee.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking about. Hey, real quickly, 56022, what do we got rolling in here?
Someone said it's like Hollywood and the popcorn heist, the security stuff.
I'm always amazed when it's a group of men at two sports radio stations, which one was bitching about security. And it's easy.
You think it could be one of the ladies from one of the other stations that maybe complained to all the program directors had to write something out?
No, I don't think it'd be in the girls. The girls are all pretty tough.
You're right.
There's only one softy. It's Lynn's right-hand man. What else you got?
Someone texted in, gentlemen, we have an OJ tweet today.
Yeah. Should we do it or not today?
I mean.
The subject matter was a little dicey.
Dicey, huh? That's a good word for that.
Yeah, someone died. He was talking about it.
Yeah, man, we can't. I don't know, man.
I didn't see it, so I don't know. So there you go.
I don't know.
Someone said that the United States Postal Service letter carrier, maybe that's the reason why we need more security around Beast. Because he's still mad at those guys.
Does somebody really remember that?
About threatening him, yeah. He needs more security.
Well, he's notorious for also like trying to get people fired from their jobs, too, which really should make him feel good on social media. They're great about it. And, of course, Lynn doesn't do anything about it, so apparently it's acceptable around here. What else you got, man?
By the way, we have a lot of mail issues.
I'm on a friggin' roll now. Like, keep going, man.
Joe had something. Joe had a package that he got yesterday. It was taken out of here. We're in the process of trying to find it.
Oh, what do you mean? That package we've been talking about?
No, this is so that package is still at the post office and will remain at the post office
it's
forever.
Right here. The post office is like 80 feet away from the building.
But the problem is I can't pick it up. Like
Joe
there's a slip
to.
In
right,
here that
right.
they left on the door.
Nobody
and
cares.
And Joe would have
Move
to
on.
Get it. It's across the street.
Great.
But there was actually a package in the room over here that was left for Joe that made its way out of the room last night.
Oh.
And I have a good idea.
Somebody
who might
took
have gotten their hands on it. But
we need to hire an investigator.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
There was something left for you yesterday afternoon.
I understand that.
And it's not here anymore.
All right, 56022. What else
did that get you a little fired up this morning?
No. I'm good.
He doesn't care. DJ Noontime says, don't listen to Brandon Lang about that UCF-Pitt game. UCF's going to win. Okay.
We were just talking. So funny. That thing was the only thing we were talking about during the break, and I was like, man, UCF speed against. And Pitt looked good against Penn State, but I was like, I don't know, man. UCF. I'm starting to buy UCF. I don't like all the whining about not getting enough respect, but they could definitely play in a Power 5 and win a lot of games. And
they
who
the,
knows
they win the Coastal? Will they win the Coastal? You're pissing people off. Maybe you shouldn't answer that.
Maybe you have a chance.
How long do you think it's going to be before Mariota gets benched and you know who takes over the offense in Tennessee?
Coming soon, Ryan Tannehill to the Tennessee Titans. Coming real soon. You don't think they know that after going through preseason? You don't think that's crossed their mind? But you brought up a great point. I wouldn't give Jameis Winston, from what I've seen so far, or Mariota, There's no way because they're up for second contracts.
No, this is the 100 million plus one with 40 or 50 guaranteed.
That's the one. You got to make a decision.
Your franchise relies on
no way. Right. You've seen enough to go, these two guys we can trust.
Yep.
I think there's a better chance them, instead of getting that $100 million contract, a better chance of those teams getting a new quarterback.
Yeah, they're going to have two more teams in the mix.
Because I'm only going by a couple years ago, if they're going all this class a little bit like the Darnold and Mayfield class, right. If it's like
Josh
that class,
yeah.
There's going to be some teams going, we can get one of the three or four of those guys. Plus, hey, man, there's some other guys jumping up this year that have really had good years. I'm dying to see where the NFL thinks more of anybody else this year thinks of Jalen Hurts.
You're right. That's going to be a good question mark at the end of the season.
That's a hard one because that offense is so damn good.
Yeah, but Baker was in that offense, so was Kyler Murray. Both those guys are pretty good. I mean,
and
Kyler's
both turned out to be so far.
I mean, Kyler's okay so far. Baker's real good. They both played in that offense.
Aren't you curious to see where Jalen Hurts? He's going to get drafted. Where does he get drafted?
But from Herbert to the Love kid, if there's still hype around him.
The kid at LSU's getting drafted.
Burrows.
And, I mean, he might be up there.
Could we have seven guys picked in the first 100? First 90? First 60?
I think there's going to be a lot of quarterbacks going the first three rounds.
Someone texting, guys, please stop saying the word package. I can't stop laughing. I like immature people like me. Tana Goat happening in Tennessee soon. We all knew this might happen, especially with Mariota.
Why do you think he went there?
Of course.
He told the Dolphins, all right, we got an amount of money. I'm going to be the highest paid backup quarterback. And I can play there because Mariota is not very good and can't stay healthy. Ship me to Tennessee.
Mm. Like the Dolphins, I think you need to trade your security guard. Oh, God. Joe, you could take it says PRN offensive line. I don't know if he means PR. With our 2 second rounders, then get two more offensive linemen in free
agency. Pass rusher.
Pass rusher. Punt returner. Then you get two. I was like, I don't think you need two of those. I'm just saying. Then you need two more offensive linemen in free agency.
A lot of people use PR now instead of defensive end.
Well, yeah, I didn't know. I had no idea.
No, because PRs are specifically pass rushers.
What about edge? You can't just put an edge guy there? That would have helped me out a little
bit. I don't see edge too much.
Then get two more offensive linemen in free agency. So using our first rounders with Tua, Judy, another one, Tua, Judy, and Ramsey. First round. I can't believe that.
Wouldn't be a bad
Someone
start.
Just texted in and kind of took it out. Baker's real good, really? Yeah, Baker's a pretty good quarterback right now, Baker Mayfield.
Yeah,
I don't think anyone's going to debate me on that one.
Somebody think Baker's not very good to start.
Yeah, it says
career.
League's already figured him out.
Wow.
Mm.
You know, it's always amazing, and that's what makes sports talk so amazing, is everybody got a little different take. Like, and I do this with Omar all the time. We go to the same games. We watch the same games. We talk about the same games. And he sees stuff completely different than I do. But isn't that what's great about the NFL? Now, there's a guy. Now, some people don't like Baker Mayfield. He rubs a lot of people the wrong way.
He's
way
cocky,
too cocky.
Arrogant. Yeah.
Way too cocky for early in his career. But he's pretty damn good.
I want my quarterback like that. I do.
He's pretty damn good. We got Don Bailey Jr. going to join us. I didn't realize we were so late here, man. We got to go to break here. Can you imagine us ever late for going to break?
Us?
Hey, right now I want to talk to you about Xfinity for just a second before we talk to DBJ.
All right, let's jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. The one, the only, Don Bailey Jr. joins us right now. DBJ, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
DBJ, we're hanging in there. We're doing great. It's Friday. We got a lot of football games coming up here, including Central Michigan coming to town. And I want to see the deep pass. I want to see some big plays. I want to focus less on tight ends and running backs, and I want to see the wide receivers have some big plays. Before we get into this ACC schedule, what do you think?
Joe, I never thought in a million years I'd heard you say I don't want to see the tight ends.
Well, they got good tight ends, but we know they're good. I'm not worried about them. I want to see those wide receivers. Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, I think it'd be great. You know, I mean, there's been a lot of talk for the last couple of years about how potent these guys are and how explosive they are and how productive they are. And unfortunately, the guy that looked like he was ready to burst on the scene, you know, got injured last week in Pope. But we still got Hightower, and Harley finally got his touchdown. He's been working awfully hard for that, and he looks like he's going to come around. I'm with you. I mean, I'd like to see the long ball. This week might be a good one. I mean, this is a team you might be able to get a few of those on.
Where's our guy, Jeff Thomas? Got off to a you've mentioned it all the time. It's still all of us, the two plays and in the Florida game. Is he back? Where is his head right now? What are you hearing?
You know, I just got to go by what I'm seeing, you know, because I'm not hearing anything. And what I'm seeing is that at practice, he seems to be working hard, and camp, he seems to be okay, but there's just nothing materializing numbers-wise, you know, and there really hasn't been a whole lot of that going on through his whole career. I mean, he's had a couple big games. I guess to me, the biggest game was the LSU game, and I would have thought that he would have really come when he came back, that he would have really exploded. And I will say this, in fairness to him as well, there's been opportunities when he's been open and he's been out there, yep, and he hadn't gotten the ball.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's not all, you know, he can't stop and start doing jumping jacks in the middle of the field and say, throw it to me.
Right.
So in fairness to him, that's there. I think that he's, I don't see any issues with work. I don't see any issues with attitude. I don't see anything like that. But I do see that, you know, we've got a young quarterback who, I commend. I'm thankful that he's taken the easy throw or the high completion or avoiding interceptions, because interceptions have been the detriment of this offense the last two football seasons, and he's staying away from them, and they're getting a little better. But I'm with you. I'd like to see Jeff Thomas, you know, end up with the best season imaginable, and the sooner the better.
Danny, you know, it's the best thing to happen to this offense, right? I mean, making Jaren Williams a little bit better than maybe he even was just by playing under him right now. Everyone praises Danny Enos, but how much does he mean to this offense?
Well, I tell you, I'm going to go the other way with it, Zach. I like how Nakosi Perry looked. You know what I mean? Nakosi Perry hadn't played the first two games. He comes in and 7-10, looked efficient, didn't have any operational issues getting in and out of the huddle. You know, the conversation was that he encouraged everybody about getting Murphy into the end zone. And so let's start there. He looks a lot better. So, and now we go to Jaren, who did a great job preparing himself for this season and actually, you know, won the job outright. And Dan Enos is as good as advertised. I don't think anybody should have any issues with what he's been putting on the field. And they seem to be gaining more comfort and a better understanding of the offense. And I still think Dan Enos is sitting on a lot of offense, guys. I mean, I really do. I think we've seen a bunch of stuff, but, you know, you can only push that thing as far as your weakest link's going to let you go. But I think there's a lot there, and I think, you know, the long ball's a part of it. And he's talked about that since week one, you know, with Jaren. Look downfield. Find, see. Let's see if we got something deep before we come back to our intermediate and shallow route.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about another game. We were talking. It's kind of an interesting game just because it's UCF, and they're not in a Power 5, and you know how they act over there, and they're winning a ton of games.
Yeah.
They go to Pitt this week. What do you think? I think UCF's got a much faster team overall than Pitt, skill positions. What do you think happens in that game? You're familiar with both.
I really am. I would tell you, I wouldn't go against UCF. I wouldn't go against him at all. I mean, you know, Pitt to me is that key program, and Miami's been one of the teams they've done it to, seems to come up with a major victory every single year, whether it's Clemson, whether it's Miami, Penn State, whatever it may be, they're going to come up with that win that's going to get everybody believing or keep believing, and then they end up with, you know, 6 or 7 or 8 wins. And I think Central Florida has put a string of wins. They hadn't lost, and this is, you know, now they're going to what, either their third or fourth game of the third regular season and not lost a football game.
Yeah.
They can't have any more confidence than coming off the win that they did last week against Stanford. When you think about that deal, I mean, that's a team that I would have thought for sure that Stanford's going to come in here and they're going to put something on you. It wasn't the case. So I'm sticking with Central Florida. I mean, they're a proven winner. You know, can they beat LSU? Well, obviously we found out not, but they can darn sure give anybody else a run for their money in the country.
DBJ, I can't believe it's taken this long for any of us to bring up the best damn story from last week in Jimmy Murphy and that touchdown and everything that happened with him and what a great story it was and how that team reacted and how Manny reacted. That was one of the coolest things I've seen at a UM game in a long time.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you know, one of my favorite things, you know, about doing this job is I've been able to stay around that place and watch the young men come in and go out, mature and graduate and all these things. And I've been thinking about it. And if you heard the call, I guess I heard a little bit of it. I was like jumping out of my chair that this guy might get a touchdown. I mean, I really was. And, you know, I told Joe earlier, to Zagacki earlier in the week, I said, Joe, I've been here a long time, and I can't tell you, seeing this young man score, because I've watched him since he's been here, is maybe one of the greatest, is in the top five things I've ever seen at the University of Miami. And he looks at me like, you know, how about the championships? But he's right about championships. But the truth is, this guy is one of the greatest stories in the world. And really what sold me that the team loves him and recognizes him is when you got defensive tackles volunteering to run his gasser. I think it tells you what he
wow,
is, right?
And, that's awesome.
I mean, that is cool. Stands up and says, we love Jimmy. I'll run his gasser. I think Manny would have run his gasser for him, you know. And the guy, every practice, he is at 100% every play, every day, always a smile, always hitting. Do whatever. What do you need me to do? I will do it. I've never seen anything like it. And I asked him on the hotline Tuesday, I said, how are you going to get away from football? I mean, this guy's going to go be an orthopedic surgeon, is what his goal is, and I bet on it. But I don't ever see, I mean, how is he ever going to replace the joy of the game? I mean, I think he'd make a heck of a coach, but he is, I want to meet his parents. I really do. I hope to meet his parents. I hope they come down here, and I just want to tell them that they have put one of the finest young men I've ever seen in my life.
That is awesome.
On this earth. Yeah, great kid.
He's going to miss all that camaraderie when he's trying to be a damn doctor for the next 20 friggin' years of his life.
Well, exactly DBJ, right. You got 1 week to find out who's going to play you and Josie in the movie when they do the movie and documentary on Jimmy Murphy. I want to know which actor you think is going to play you and Josie.
Yeah.
You got 1 week to figure. I don't have cool things like Hawk and Crowder give you each week, but you have 1 week to figure that out. DBJ, we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, guys, have fun. Joe, have fun in Dallas, man.
Oh, yeah, can't wait, man. Thanks.
Hey,
thanks.
It's a good place to call a game now. It's a good place to call a game.
Oh, I love
that game.
I love that big screen. I love that damn thing. Thanks. Thanks, Don.
Bye, Don.
Thank you so much.
That was Don Bailey Jr. joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right, hey, right now, before we get 9 o'clock hour, we'll jump 56022. Jump in. We got a lot more. Mike Florio will join us. Boy, we got a lot going on in the National Football League right now.